Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. My name is Inga, and we're going to talk about the Akashic Records, their place in the multidimensional reality. So we're going to discuss the dimensions of reality a little bit, and also how we create and manifest from our souls, and why and how the work in the Akashic Records is different from, you know, changing your reality from the 3D perspective or just from the mental efforts that you may make, and how it interacts with our 3D reality. Basically, how can the Akashic Records help you manifest the life you want? But first of all, we need to discuss what the Akashic Records are and how they fall, where they fall in our multidimensional reality. Because, this is the work that I do, right? My work is reading the Akashic Records for people and help them clear soul level issues that they have, the blocks, be it in the area of relationships or profession, and to help them realign to their divine soul blueprint. Sometimes it's a long process. Sometimes it depends on what intentions people have. So for some clients, they're really interested in their basic soul profile and the clearing from the soul level, whereas some clients want to work longer and go deeper and receive more of a direct guidance from their spirit guides. So I do both Akashic Records reading sessions and the more targeted intuitive healing and guidance sessions where we address specific issues. So you can call it spirit guide coaching, if you like. That is for those who have had their records opened and would like to work deeper on specific issues related to their soul path. So from this work, I've learned a great deal about reality and how to work with it, and how to work with the soul records. So that's what I wanted to address in this podcast. And really, the truth is, of course, and I think we all know that, what we do emerges from what we are. So at the level of the soul, once we activate who we are as a soul, once we activate a deeper soul level truth and begin living it, of course, our life gradually transforms. So the Akashic Record readings are not an abstract spiritual thing that, you know, tells you some abstract facts about how many past lives have you had and whether you were Cleopatra in your previous life, or, you know, whether you lived on a different planet. That is not very relevant unless it helps you change your life, right? Or unless it helps you see why the present patterns are present in your life and you could not identify them in any other way. And once you see who you are as a soul, also your life gradually transforms. And the key word here is gradually, because the Akashic Record session is never a magic pill that transforms your reality in 1 second. You actually have to do the work. But we live in a holographic universe. And someone said that, you know, the patterns in the heavens always have a direct correspondence to life, right? One does not influence another, but it is literally entangled with one another. So even the movement of the stars is entangled with our own physical body, right? It's connected. And why does this happen? And for that, we need to look into the multidimensional nature of the reality. We all know that we live in the 3D, and for some of us, more than others, it is experienced as a harsher world than we would have liked it to be, probably. It's a dense 3D, right? And we are multidimensional beings. So I've been told there's up to 12 dimensions. The top ones are the archangelic dimensions. So we're not going to go there. But we live in the 3D where our physical bodies exist. And in the 3D, this is where we experience individuation. The 3D is the only place where we perceive ourselves as ourselves. Now, remember when I was a child, maybe 10 or 11 years old, I had a stage of about maybe a year where I was actually struggling with that. I think I understood that my soul was now restricted by a body, and I could not understand how could I be me in this body. It felt constricting and strange, and I thought maybe I was going a little bit insane or had disassociation or whatever. So I'm not sure whether someone else had the symptom or not. I've actually never discussed that with people, but I did feel very acutely that I am now me, and this is it, me in my physical body. And it felt a little bit wrong because I knew I was something else, but I could not pinpoint or place it anywhere else. So there was it. I am me, and oh my gosh, what am I going to do with that, right? So this is the challenging part. So of course, we can think of the various dimensions as a layer of a cake. All of these are one. They're not separate from each other, and more like layered on top of each other. And every dimension affects all other dimensions. So our choices affect our soul's vibration rate. If you choose to do something in the 3D, it affects your fifth and sixth dimensional aspect. And of course, your soul level choices made perhaps, you know, in previous lifetimes also affect your current incarnation. And the denser the dimension, of course, the more energy it takes to affect the energy, to shift the energy. So as I said, in the 3D, we are individuated. That's why we incarnate. We can experience ourselves as creators, as very powerful creators of our own experience. And this has its own drawbacks because we experience this world as a place of separation, right? Which is in reality, when we take account of other multiple dimensions, in reality, this separation is not real. At dimension number 8, 10, all is one. But here in the 3D, we experience this as separation. Separation between masculine and feminine. We cannot be both, most of us at least. And we have to choose, right? We are this. I am this. And we're very clearly delineated by our physical bodies. I am in my body. That's not all that I am, because reality extends far beyond that. But this is why we incarnate, to experience ourselves as creators. So it's not all negative, but it's actually a very powerful place for creating and manifesting and transforming the world as you, as individual. And for those of us who are twin flames, this is experienced very powerfully as well, right? Because we know that this is the place of separation, sometimes very painful, but at the higher levels, we are already one. But we, you know, in other dimensions, the boundaries between I and you, I and the creator, are not so strong, not so powerful. So it becomes more and more blurred as we go further on. This is a dense plane, yes, but we're able to create a lot. And because of the evolution of humanity, we're also able to create much more now than we were able to in, say, 100 or 200 years ago. So when we go further up, we have the fourth dimension, which is the mental plane. And we are, again, we're all familiar with that. So most souls have, you know, the capacity for reaching the fourth dimension. So So this is the plane of our thought forms, including negative beliefs, including implants and cords and connections to other people. We don't see them, but of course we feel their effect on our emotional well-being, and our emotions are actually the bridge that connects our 3D to 4D experiences, right? Because we don't feel our thoughts, we don't see our thoughts, but we can feel their effects. If we have negative or depressing thoughts, we feel their effects on our emotional body. So that's that. The emotions are the bridge between the 3D and the 4D. And the fifth dimension, and I think we've heard a lot said about that, the 5D, and as we evolve spiritually, we're able to access higher and higher dimensions. But it's not a linear process always. And it's important to remember that it's never a purely spiritual experience. We don't need to abdicate the 3D because it's a very important place. That's why we incarnated. Otherwise, if it had not been important, we would have been souls, right? All those souls residing somewhere up there in heaven. So again, these are layers of the cake. It's all one. We cannot pull one apart from the other. But as we evolve, we're able to access higher dimensions. We're able to see more and more clearly outwards, beyond just the physical experience. The 5D is actually the place where we have the Akashic Records. So it's a dimension of information where time and space does not exist. Right? So it's just pure energy of information. And you may draw the connection here between the age of information and collective evolution, and that is absolutely true. It's not a coincidence. It's a direct connection. So from the collective evolution towards accessing higher dimensions, we see the manifesting of the information age, right? The advent of the internet, which has no time and space, strictly speaking. We now have so much information around, and that is a reflection of how the Akashic Records work. It's a pure dimension of information. And we also have dimensions higher than that. And as we go higher, we draw more and more into oneness, into being one with the source. So as our vibrational rate goes up, we're able to access those dimensions. So it's important to remember, though, that even though as humans we evolve, our souls are already a part of the divine, right? Our souls already a part of this oneness. So it's our lower dimensional aspects that have evolved, that need to evolve. And the higher we go, the easier it is to see and the more guidance we receive towards our spiritual evolution. So we're not going to go into all of those multiple dimensions so closely, but it's important to remember that they're all part of one and the same thing. So how do we manifest? What does it do for us to access this information from the soul? And as I mentioned already, the 3D is the most difficult place to shift the energy. It requires the most effort and the most energy to initiate changes in the 3D. At higher levels, it just takes a thought to shift an enormous amount of things, enormous amount of energy. And the lower we go, the more effort it requires, the denser the plane. That's why I think many advanced souls have issues with the physical, because we're kind of used to waving our magic wand and thinking things will just happen, and they don't, right? We still have to get up from the chair and walk. And if we want to take care of our body. We cannot just think positive thoughts about our body. We actually have to do something, to go for a walk, to exercise, to practice, to implement those changes. So sometimes I think people approach the Akashic Records clearing session as a magic pill where you clear something and they think, well, you know, this is going to get rid of all of my problems. But of course, it takes time for things to trickle down into the physical. And you also have to take new choices, take new actions to implement those choices, to make them physical and practical. This being said, though, once we shift the energy at higher levels, it is much easier. It is almost like, you know, going deeper to weed out certain things. You know, like if you want to weed out the garden, you can dig really deep and start at the root, right? And once you kill the root, also the top of the plant withers. So you don't have to go leaf by leaf picking at that plant. You can go straight for the root. So that's how I see soul level clearing and Akashic Record clearing working. You go for the root and then to throw out the plant, but you got to the root of the issue. You don't have to work for 20 years. You don't have to sit with a therapist for, you know, 10 years twice a week and talk about the same thing to get it done. So in essence, when we talk about manifesting, in many ways, the Akashic Records are a mirror for our intentions. And it relates to the information you will receive when you go into the records, etc. But the Akashic Records are a place of information which responds to your intention. So neither I nor my clients are able to access the information that, you know, we don't need, or the information that does not respond to our intentions. They act as a mirror. We receive what we are looking for, in a sense, which is a safety device, really. We cannot receive information that does not reflect our consciousness. If you are not ready to receive something, you will not get it. And I will not get it on your behalf. But it's also not a place where you receive anything that you should do, or, you know, oh, what do the Akashic Records tell me to do? No, they're not telling you to do anything. It's a place of information. What does the internet tell me to do? I guess you could say that. But it's you who make the ultimate choices. So the Akashic Records are a place where you go for information. And really, if you go out of an egoic curiosity for information, that is what you will receive. You will only receive more questions. And the place of power and wisdom lies in you. No Akashic Record, you know, the Akashic Records never tell you what to do. They're not a place, they're not a book where it is written what you should be doing with your life. People who want to abdicate their power and responsibility often look for, you know, what should I do? What do the Akashic Records tell me? What will my life be like? But in truth, there is no guarantee. If you come to the records, if you come to the session asking, well, what does my future look like? If I choose this path, will I be okay? Most often what happens is you will not receive an answer at all. Because if this were the case, you know, how would you go through your own experience? How would you experience your circumstances? Your future will not be revealed to you if you're looking for a guarantee, because that would cut off your opportunity to have an experience that your soul had wanted to have. the more you are willing to detach from knowing the future, the more you are willing to detach from fear for your, you know, emotional, physical well-being, the more you're able to access the future, or I am able to access the future on your behalf and see when you're not afraid. Well, you know, if I move there, will I be okay? Well, I don't know. You will know when you move, right? But with an attitude of, I feel called to move, I know that I have to go there, and I surrender that to the universe. And if you go in the records, and if you ask your guides, you know, for messages with an open mind, knowing that it may go well or it may not go so well, you may actually be able to see the future, you know, see that all that beauty and abundance that is coming your way. And so this is how we come to the topic of manifesting here. It is a very powerful tool for manifesting. Once you access your soul record, and once you see who you truly are as a soul, you're also able to create your reality more efficiently. Because first of all, this knowing is also an activation. It's an inner activation that puts you in touch with the essence of your soul. Knowing who you are as a soul, knowing what soul level drives and goals and mission you have, helps you align with that mission in the 3D, right? So this knowing activates you to create more powerfully. Also, you will come to understand how you created certain circumstances in your experience through your own free will and choice. For example, in a session, it may come up that you were, it happens actually very often with advanced souls, especially, that you were a monk in several of your past lives, or maybe in one past life, and you made a vow of obedience and poverty, and sacrifice sometimes. But what is happening currently is that, for example, you have issues with authority, and no matter how much money you make, it all goes away, and you just have no idea what is happening and why you can't seem to keep anything you have. So we can look in the records and say, well, you know, this is the choice you made as a soul. And at a time, that choice served you well. But now you have even no memory of that choice, right? You don't even remember. And this is, so that's where the clearing takes place. So we can clear that vow. We can clear the decision you made at the soul level to be poor and to be obedient to authority. And as we clear that, the changes gradually begin to trickle down in the 3D. So once you know how you created your circumstances, you will find that you also have the power and capacity to transform them, to change them. And you see the patterns that you have set in motion. There are also certain patterns which may seem very unjust and unfair, and you would wonder, well, how could I choose that? For example, a difficult childhood, a difficult, you know, family situation, a difficult country. And once we go into the records, we can also see that, no, this is the choice that your soul has made for a very specific purpose. For a lot of us, it was with the purpose of healing and transforming some aspect in the world, working with a particular lineage, particular, you know, family and country history to help bring in some light into it and transform it. So this is the choice that you have made. And maybe it wasn't a very wise choice, or maybe you bit off a little bit more than you could chew. But once you see that you have created, you have made those choices, it also empowers you to make different choices. And it also helps you see how you are a creator of your own reality. So once you know how you created it, you can also see how to uncreate it, right? How to make a decision that, well, no, I am not bound by a vow of poverty anymore. I am abundant. I am powerful. I don't have to obey anyone. It's important to know that actually any external authority, like there is no should or should do's. You don't come to an Akashic Record reading with, you know, an attitude of what should I do or what do the records tell me to do. There is no external authority. It's an illusion that, you know, to abdicate your power, but no one can tell you, no one has a say over your experience. So you cannot give your power away to the records and come and seek, you know, what should I be doing with my life? Or is this person the one for me? What do the records say? Do not give that power away to me, to anyone else, to the Akashic Records. Or, you know, the Akashic Records told me. No, the Akashic Records cannot tell you anything. And, you know, am I meant to be? Am I supposed to do? Oh, well, someone told me, well, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, then I will do that. No. What do you mean you're supposed to be doing? An Akashic Records is a place of information. You don't go to the library and ask, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? I mean, yes, having information, you know, that's why people take education or read books, right? Because the more informed we are and the more correctly informed we are, which is also important, the better choices we're able to make, precisely because we know it. We know that, you know, if for 55 lifetimes we have failed in this endeavor, then maybe it's time to do it differently, because we'll probably make the same mistake again if we've done it already for 55 lifetimes. So this is the way to work with information in the records, right? Because knowledge is power in this sense. But no Akashic Record readings or reader can actually tell you what you should be doing, because that choice is up to you. So this is the way that is very important for me to turn the perceptions. Because I think with the template that we grew up with, like abdicating our power to religious authority, you know, to secular authority, to parental authority, etc., to our boss, our husband, our priest, whatever, someone always should tell us what to do. And it's very difficult to realize that we have incarnated to be the creators of our own experience. And even this is why we choose to go through the separation that is present in the 3D. So that is the way in which I see the most powerful creation and manifestation happens through the Akashic Records. So identifying the patterns in your soul history, understanding where they came from, asking to clear those patterns and clearing them in your record. And once you have done that, choosing consciously, making new choices. And sometimes it requires a specific protocol, you know, and a certain degree of work. Sometimes I suggest my clients do homework, etc., to just let those changes trickle down into the 3D, making new choices. Because once you change your patterns of thought, once you change your understanding, you also change who you are, and who you are changes what you do, and what you do influences your life. So while there is no magic pill, right, our capacity to create grows from this awareness of who we really are at the soul level. And it can be very powerful and very liberating to understand that this was based on our choices. This was our life experience is actually a product of our choices as a soul. And some of those choices were made with very specific purpose of healing and helping the humanity. So another issue here is that you are not a victim of circumstances, right? Because we often see ourselves, well, this was done to us. And, you know, oh, why was I born in this family? Maybe with my bad karma. Maybe I've done something terrible in my past life. But no, this it doesn't work like that. Your soul sometimes chooses to experience an opposite. You know, if you had been rich in one life, then you would choose to experience poverty in another, or you did in one of your past lives. But if you choose to remain a victim of a circumstance, you would be unable to change your current circumstance. So this capacity to let go of blame and victimization and accept responsibility for your human experience, this is part of the adjusting to the this view from the soul level to the level of information. So through the Akashic Records, you can understand how you created circumstances in your, through your free will and choice. And make a decision to accept that responsibility, to understand that you chose this. And now you can choose differently. So it's a lot about the power and intention behind it. And because this is a fifth dimensional aspect, right? So the changes and the transformation happen very differently than they do in the 3D world. So your inspiration comes from the spirit. Your transformation comes from the level of the spirit. And your spiritual power comes from knowing that you are the creator of your own experience and you can choose how to create it differently and to co-create it, of course, with other people, because here you are in the 3D and you are not the absolute authority, but you are part of the divine choosing to experience the world through your eyes precisely. So I think this aspect of multidimensionality is very important to understand when we go into the manifesting and the records part, because in order to shift things in the 3D, sometimes all that we need is a shift in your soul record, right? We clear a certain thing and then the bricks start falling into place. And after sometimes a few days, a few months, or a few years, you look back and you see how completely smashingly amazingly, your life has transformed just because we have cleared that one vow or that one promise you have made as a soul. And as I said, sometimes it needs a little more work. What will not happen, however, is if you clear certain things and you go back to the old choices and the old patterns, the clearing will most likely not be effective, or at least not as effective as you would have wanted it to be. So the intention behind is always to let it trickle down in the 3D through physical action and decisions that you make. We still live in the 3D, so we have to literally get up from the chair and do the work. There is no way of circumventing it. There is no magic that will suddenly, you know, make you lose 50 pounds just because we did a clearing in the record. So I think that's obvious, but sometimes we need a reminder that we actually need to go and do the work. But we have never been victims. That was all a projection. So understanding that multidimensionality and that, you know, the higher up in the state, in the dimensions we go, the more we are able to shift with the least amount of energy involved is very important, and that's the tool for manifesting in the records. And I see that a lot in my sessions and also in my own work that I did, looking back 2 or 3 years, see complete transformation, you know, the person I was, say 3 years ago, and the beliefs, the actions, and the choices I made. And I have had to leave a place. And, you know, when I come back now, even say after 4 months to the same place and to the same people, I look at that and I think, oh, you know, I think I'm a different person now already. And that is what happens when you work at the soul level. This transformation happens sometimes in ways you don't expect it to happen, but it transforms the whole world around you, and it transforms the souls you're connected to. And because at a certain level, we're all one. So the challenge, of course, is to embrace the discomfort of the 3D, and to accept that we can change our third dimensional circumstances through effort in order to align those with our soul's expression. We have to put effort in the 3D life. There is nothing that can circumvent that. And unfortunately, the higher up you go in vibration, the greater the risk becomes to feel good in spite of your 3D circumstances. So even if nothing is happening, and even if you're living in your mother's basement, you have those wonderful spiritual experiences, and you say, well, none of this really matters. I can just feel good in my mother's basement because I talk to God and angels. And so unfortunately, unless you choose to put some effort into changing your circumstances, they will remain like this forever. So the challenge with going higher up in vibration is not to disconnect from the 3D, to embrace the discomfort of the 3D life and to choose consciously to work with that, which is a lifelong work, really. And while some things certainly stop mattering, I still do believe that we can enjoy the prosperity and abundance that we at least need in order to, you know, help others and to help our mission and our soul goals move along, so that we can travel the world and connect with spiritual places, you know, or to invite people into our homes and share our abundance with them. There are many ways to have abundance in a positive sense, and still keep a spiritual life. So with this being said, I think, yes, essentially, the bottom line here is that the deeper you activate your soul level truth and the more effort you're willing to put into actually living it and understanding that living a soul level truth is a process and daily effort, and you may fall and, you know, and then rise again and put effort again. Persisting in reconciling this tension between the higher aspects and the 3D circumstances, this is what actually brings us to learn to manifest more and more effectively from the Akashic Records, from your soul truth, from your soul history, and aligning more and more fully with your soul. And the more we're willing to detach from expectations, while at the same time not detaching from physical experiences of the 3D life, the more successful and efficient we will be. So I hope this was helpful and informative. And sometimes it's difficult to express those concepts which go beyond human language, and because they go beyond our normal fourth dimensional, you know, mental process. But as we all go higher up in the evolution and we have better and better access to those dimensions, I think we understand these intuitively deeper and deeper. So I really hope this was helpful and informative to some of you who were listening. Thank you.